You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, authors, and top executives who have experienced great success as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. With the approaching holiday season, it is a wonderful time for family members to reflect on parents and grandparents' extraordinary lives. Lauren Stevens, memoir coach and president of Right Wisdom Incorporated, helps families record and share their stories from creating a storyline to completing a published book. Knowing where to start writing a memoir can be very difficult. After meaningful interviews with family members and delving through photos, letters, and journals, Ms. Stevens helps loved ones reflect upon their lives and discover the lessons learned from their experiences. Lauren, we certainly welcome you to Enterprise Radio this morning.
Thank you, Eric. I'm delighted to be here with you.
Ditto that. So tell me, what made you want to establish Right Wisdom?
I had been a documentary and still am a documentary filmmaker. I've always been a writer and been passionate about writing. And a number of years ago, I approached my mother, who was an opera singer and a well-known personality in New York City, to write her life story. I really thought that it was important to capture her memories, her adventures, and to learn what it was like to be a woman in 20th century America, because she was born in 1915. And I thought that her life story was really emblematic of the changing roles of women. In addition, I wanted to capture those personal stories which she had experienced, and our family history as well. She was the eldest child of her generation, and so she vividly remembered my great-grandparents, and I was curious to know more about them as well. So we embarked on a two-year journey. Since I lived in California and she was in New York, we had a few stumbling blocks of trying to get together, but I always like to say the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the reward. And the end result was a beautiful book entitled I Turned a Key and the Birds Began to Sing. And I realized afterwards the precious nature of this book and the joy that my mother received from having written it. And I thought this might be something that I could offer to other people, bringing my skill as a storyteller to those who perhaps did not have the same confidence to approach a project of this nature. So that was the genesis of Right Wisdom. And I have been doing this incredible life work for the past 11 years, and every day is exciting and challenging.
Well, describe, if you will, your interview process. How do you determine which parts of your clients' lives will make a compelling story?
I usually conduct 10 two-hour interviews. That's sort of the typical number of interviews that I find really capture an individual's life. And it's 2 hours because after 2 hours, I think everyone's eyes glaze over and you sort of lose focus and you're not getting very much at that point. My interviews are very free form. I ask open-ended questions, and I really let my subject kind of take the reins. I guide them, but I'm interested in where their mind goes. And very often we end up sort of with free association. One story will lead to another story, will lead to another story, and that sometimes they're not chronological in order. And my job after the interview process is done is to reorganize these stories and put them together into a logical, compelling, and linear format. I really liken the interview process as one of two friends sitting down at a table and having a cup of tea and chatting. And my questions are, tell me about yourself, tell me more. That's so interesting. What else can you tell me? And most people are very forthcoming when they feel that they have an intelligent listener who truly is with them and wants to hear what they have to say. I was just going to address the other part of your question, Eric, which was how do you determine which parts of your clients' lives will make a compelling story? I have no preconceived notion about that when we set out on this this journey together. I'm always amazed at what comes up. I'm always fascinated because every person I've met becomes the hero of their own story. Everyone has had challenges in their lives as well as tremendous joy in their lives. And so once the interviews are done, I look through everything and highlight those parts of their story that kind of tie into an overall theme that I have in the back of my head as we go through the process. But sometimes the littlest particle turns into a tremendous window into someone's life. And so I'm not only looking for the big things, but the little details. You know that expression, God is in the details. Well, sometimes a person's life story comes down to a very small detail, which is symbolic of a much bigger theme.
Well, tell me, what is the most satisfying part of your work and what you do?
Well, selfishly speaking, the most satisfying part is meeting so many incredible people. I've now written 20 books for others. The nomenclature of what I do is sometimes called ghostwriting because I am behind the scenes, and my job is really to capture a person's voice and put it on the page so that if someone picks up the book, they will say, oh, gee, Al, I heard your voice on every single page. Or, Eric, I remember when you told me that story, but you embellished it, enlarged it, made it more interesting, and it was such a great read. So that is the most satisfying part of the work for me, is meeting incredible people and helping them realize a goal. And sometimes they don't even know that this is a goal. Every now and then it's a family member who says, you know, Dad or Mom, we really want you to write your life story. And their response is sometimes, who would be interested in that? And so they hear, sometimes with my help, that what they have to say is important. Every person has a story to tell. Every person has a lesson to share. Within the detail is the universal. And if you don't tell your story, it's almost as though you're being selfish because everyone can learn something from what you have to say. So I would say every part of my work is satisfying. And I guess maybe the day that I hand them the book, the first copy of the book off the press, is the most exciting day for me because they sit there, they look at it, they look at the pictures, they read pieces of the text. It takes them back to earlier times or some event that was so precious to them. And they all get this look in their eye of almost bliss. I know that sounds a little over the top, but honestly, it's true. And then they get the chance to share this work with friends, family, colleagues, children, grandchildren. And it's the gift that keeps on giving, as it were.
Yeah, and I can only imagine the reaction after having that publication, In Your Own Hands, and your story. What a moment. Today, we're joined by Lauren Stevens, president of Right Wisdom Incorporated, a company that can help you fashion a readable and compelling memoir through an organized process that will take you from the desire to tell your story to a completed manuscript and published book here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What is one important piece of advice that you have for listeners who are interested in writing their memoirs or life stories?
Well, the first and most important piece of advice is begin. Sit down at your desk or wherever it is that you find most comfortable, inspiring. Maybe put on some music if you're the kind of person whose mind is stimulated by a beautiful piece of music, and write. But on a practical level, what I tell people is write a chronological roadmap for yourself. With dates and specific events in your life, some of which may be turning points where you've made a decision to do A versus B. And then once you have that roadmap, look at it, sit with it, and see which signpost signals to you that this is where you should start writing. It doesn't necessarily have to be at the beginning. It may be the day you were married. It may be your first day of school. It may be a conversation you had with a grandparent. Something will speak out to you, and just begin there. And then, you know, you can go back and forth and fill it in. But what you're looking for is that spark of inspiration that says, here's something I want to land on. So that's really my most basic, elementary piece of advice for anyone who is interested in writing their own memoirs.
What can aspiring writers hope to accomplish after attending one of your writing workshops?
Well, I have two different kinds of workshops. One is called Writing Memoir, and that's a sort of all-day workshop, which is a combination of lectures. What is the life story memoir genre? We read excerpts from famous memoir writers like Frank McCourt and Maya Angelou, Mary Carr, you know, the books that have landed on the bestseller list. And then I do some lecturing where I discuss what are the elements of memoir, specifically how do you create a scene, and what is a scene? We've all been to the movies, so we sort of know what a scene is, but how do you make that happen? And then the rest of the day is really short writing exercises where everyone has a chance to write for 10 or 15 minutes, responding to some kind of a leading sentence or prompt that I might give the class. And then in order to keep the process going, because it's pretty easy to sit in a class with other people or around a table at a workshop, you get this tremendous energy going, and everybody's excited, and you have companionship, and you're not all alone by yourself. So it's very exciting. But then you go home, and what next? So I always give my students a take-home assignment, and I ask them to send it back to me. And I critique it, and we go from there, and hopefully that will set them on a course. The other workshop that I do is called Reinvigorating Your Writing Practice, and this is for students who have probably taken one of my workshops or another workshop by a writing teacher, and they might be stuck. So this is a day of just getting the engines going, and again, it's not lecture in this case. It's much more about writing prompts, small 5-minute writing exercises, and then toward the end of the day, 10-minute exercises. And my hope is that what they write could turn into a personal essay or a short story or a full-length memoir or even a novel. All of that has happened out of my workshops, believe it or not. You know, something just sparks someone's imagination, and they take a piece of paper and they say, you know, this is something I really want to develop. And I'm there for them afterwards in terms of support and coaching. If they get stuck, they can just email me or call me, and I'll give them feedback and advice. So my whole goal in life is to really give people the courage to write. I think everyone has the experiences and this and the desire. There's an expression by a great Greek philosopher that says, an unexamined life is not worth living. And I believe that in writing, that's one way to examine your life, to relive it, to reorganize it, and to look back on it and to look ahead, too, because a lot of my clients are young and they may have had a really amazing experience in their 20s, which is going to set a course for them for the rest of their life, and they hope to inspire other young people. That's what I hope people take away from the workshops.
Definitely sounds very intriguing. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Write Wisdom Incorporated online?
Well, thank you for that, Eric.
You bet.
I have a website, www.writewisdom.com. And on the website, there's a contact form. Just send me a note. Tell me what you're interested in. There's also a telephone number that you can call. And I am available to speak to anyone to help them start this process.
Sounds like an easy process without a question. She is Lauren Stevens, president of Write Wisdom Incorporated, a company that can help you fashion a readable and compelling memoir through an organized process that will take you from the desire to tell your story to a completed manuscript and published book. And the website of reference, once again, is writewisdom.com. Lauren, thanks so much for the time spent here together here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It was a delight to be with you and your listeners.
It certainly was, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.